The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing on this Tuesday, February 9th, at a few minutes just after 3 o'clock p.m. My name is Becky, and as always on Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. in the 3 o'clock hour, I am pleased to bring you the Daily Briefing, your source of information regarding the pandemic, including resources. State-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. And lots of COVID-19 data displays are available at doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. Going to wa211.org online or dialing 211 from your phone will link you to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance from anywhere in Washington. Dialing 311 will connect you to the city of Tacoma. The state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127, and you can also text the hotline by texting 211-211. Lots of things on people's minds, and vaccines is one of them. Washingtonians can find out if they're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. For general information on the vaccine, you can go to covidvaccinewa.org or to the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's website, tpchd.org/vax-to-the-future. That's V-A-X, vax to the future. You'll see a picture of a DeLorean there. The following health systems and clinics in our region are offering vaccine appointments for eligible individuals. Multi-care hospitals, including Tacoma General, Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, including St. Joseph's, St. Clair's in Lakewood, St. Francis in Federal Way, and St. Anthony's in Gig Harbor, Kaiser Permanente Facilities, CMAR Clinics, Ording Family Practice, OM Life Health Clinic, University Place Medical Clinic, and International Health Community Services, Fred Hutchison, Evergreen Health, and Seattle Children's. Many pharmacies also have vaccine programs by appointment, including select Safeway Albertsons and QFC pharmacies throughout the region, Herc's Pharmacy in Eatonville, and Lincoln Pharmacy and Acts Pharmacy, both of which are in Tacoma. King County has two vaccination sites, the Showare Center in Kent and the General Services Administration Complex, the GSA Complex, in Auburn. You can register for an appointment for those at kingcounty.gov/vaccine or by calling 206-263-9600. And at those sites, King County is prioritizing elderly individuals 75 and over, even though right now folks throughout the state are 65 and over are eligible. But in King County, folks that are from particularly vulnerable populations are being prioritized. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department urges residents to follow the department's social media posts and keep an eye on their website for more opportunities for pop-up vaccination events. Individuals can sign up for email notifications in advance of future COVID-19 community events by going to tpchd.org, that's Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, tpchd.org/notify. The department is launching a pilot program to increase vaccine opportunities among groups who are disproportionately affected by severe COVID illness and folks who are disproportionately affected by barriers to vaccine access despite being eligible. There will be small community-run vaccine events where community partner groups will be registering people who have limited transportation options or language barriers or technology barriers or other access challenges. Those who are experiencing particular barriers in our county include individuals from Black, African American, Latinx, or Hispanic communities, Native Hawaiian, Alaska Native, Pacific Islander, and American Indian communities, people with housing instability, folks with disabilities, low-income households, immigrants and refugees, and people with limited English proficiency. Additionally, folks in rural areas are also experiencing barriers to vaccine access, even though they may be eligible per our state guidelines. So the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is imploring that community partners promote the small vaccine events using low-tech options and to avoid social media postings because individuals that need extra time to register due to their individual challenges are really likely to miss out. So if you are a radio listener who's wanting to be connected to these small vaccine events and you don't have internet access, give us a call and we can help you. Our phone number here at KTQA is 253-330-8821. For our regional resources and information today, Kids Mental Health Pierce County recently hosted a webinar on how families, educators, and communities can support kids transitioning from remote to hybrid in-person schooling. A recording is available online at kidsmentalhealthpiercecounty.org. There are also handouts and other resources there. The South King Emotional Wellness League will be hosting free 45-minute virtual counseling sessions tomorrow, Wednesday, February 10th. And you can sign up for those virtual mental health support days by following links at facebook.com/SKEW League. That's SKEW, South King Emotional Wellness. So facebook.com/SKEW League. Moving on to the City of Tacoma information. The Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting along with community forum at 5 p.m. tonight. If you'd like to submit a comment relating to an item on the agenda, written public comments can be submitted to cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org. Again, you can email your comments to cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org before 4 p.m., or you can also speak during the meeting to share your public comment. The full agenda and Zoom login and Zoom phone numbers for participating in community forum can be found online by following links on the city's Facebook page. In addition, they can be found on cityoftacoma.org, or you can call 311 and ask for the information to call in or have the Zoom login to participate in community forum tonight. The city council meeting, along with community forum, will be broadcast on TV Tacoma and live stream on Facebook and at tvtacoma.com. There are lots of testing sites for COVID-19 in our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and Seymour Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. And in addition to those regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's mobile testing events this week are as follows. Wednesday, February 10th, they'll be at the 6th Avenue Apartments. On Thursday, February 11th, they'll be at the West Pierce Fire and Rescue in University Place, in addition to Eatonville High School. And on Friday, February 12th, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be offering free COVID-19 tests at Eatonville High School again, as well as at Pierce County Library, located at 3005 112th Street East. For those events, no ID is required. Tests are free. They're open to anyone. Most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you need longer hours, you can go to the Lakewood station because that's open till 5:30. You can check tpchd.org for specifics. There are also three Walgreens pharmacies in our area that are now offering free drive-up rapid antigen testing for people age 3 and up. In Tacoma specifically, the Walgreens at 38th and Pacific is offering this kind of testing to register and make yourself take advantage of this particular COVID-19 testing. Patients have to pre-register at walgreens.com/COVID-19 testing. That's all the info I have for today's daily briefing. But if you missed any part of today's daily briefing or went too fast for you, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM at 6 p.m. Or you can go to our website, daily.ktqa.org. Our phone number here where you can call us or text us is 253-330-8821. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 to get linked up with all sorts of community resources. Enjoy, again, another sunny winter day before it gets cold and snowy. Talk to y'all tomorrow. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.